They use it every week. It's a wonder the CD still plays. Through the wall of foggy windows that separate the impressive pool area from the rest of the gym, children shriek with delight as the water slide transports them to the lazy river below, their eyes red from piss and chlorine. From the open door to the Chiefs' room, they named all the studios after Kansas City area sports teams. Where Zumba's about to begin, they're playing Country Roads, of all things. I don't know that I could pull a less Latin-inspired song out of my ass if I tried, but there's no accounting for taste. Then finally, there's the ambient tinny buzz of the tunes that leak out of other people's headphones as I pass them on the track. I rarely listen to my own music when I exercise. For most people, working out is the thing they do to block out the rest of the world. For me, it's pretty much the only way I am a part of it. By the time the last straggler shuffles into the Chief's room for Zumba, Country Roads has been replaced by something more Moroccified, and I've already clocked 8.5 laps on the track, which I know from memory, and the sign on the wall, is a mile on the outermost lane. Sometimes, when I'm not dodging a ton of other people on a packed Tuesday evening, I like to close my eyes and make my way around the track, just to see if I can orient myself based on sound and feeling alone. I like it best when I can match the noises to the people who don't see me, the person right in front of their eyes. I know my own pace and how many